Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Bamitzia. We are up to parak Vav Mishnah Beis. Hasochar esu umanin v'chazu behen. If someone hired an uman and they backed out after they started the job, they backed out and they said, we're not finishing yadan ala tachtona. The people who are working have they get the worst end of the bargain, meaning we have to figure out how much it's going to cost to hire someone new to finish the job, and the difference between that and the original agreed upon price is what you're going to pay the original workers. In Balabayis Choser Bo, but if the Balabayis is the one that backed out, Yado Ala Tachtona, then he's going to have the lower hand, meaning we do the calculation in a way that's going to be better for the workers. Kol HaMashana, anyone who, meaning the workers are going to get paid more, meaning either whatever it costs for the, you know, you say that I agreed to pay them $100,000 for the entire job, and they did 25% of the job, so I pay them $25,000. Or if I can have someone finish the job for $50,000, then I'll have to pay these workers $50,000, meaning whichever is more. Kala Mishana, anyone who goes off of the original script, of the original agreement, Yado Al Tachtona is also going to have the lower end of the deal. So if I ask someone, I give him a piece of wool, and I ask him, please dye it red for me, and he dyes it black for me, so we go with the lower amount, meaning he's definitely made it better, but the question is, how much do I pay him? Do I pay him for his expenses, or do I pay him for how much the wool has improved? So if he was Mishana, he gets the lower of those two amounts. And someone who backs out also gets the lower of the two amounts, meaning if I'm selling a piece of land and then the guy backs out, after some of the money is already paid, the person who backs out is the one that gets the lower, the raw end of the deal, so to speak. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel. Someone rents a donkey and the understanding is that he's going to use it in a mountainous area, but instead he uses it in a valley, or vice versa. Even if it's the same amount of space that the animal has to, the same amount of distance that the animal has to walk, and the animal dies, then the person who rents it is going to have to pay for the animal, because there are different types of donkeys that are, I mean, it's like renting a little sports car, and I say, yeah, I'm going to use it to drive around, in city driving, and then I end up, going on mountainous, rough terrain with it, or an SUV, and the opposite. So it's not built for that, and therefore you're going to be chayev for misusing it. If you rent a donkey and the donkey became blind, or shenasis angaria, or it was taken away by the king, so omelo hareish. The owner can say, here's your animal, it became blind, it's not my problem, it was seized by the king, it's not my problem. Meso nishpra, but if it dies or broke a leg or something, chayv lahamadu chamor, then you have to give him back another donkey in its place. So hasochar sachmor lalicha bar valicha bibika, going back to the case where you rented the donkey to go in the mountain and we brought it in the bika, imechlika pater, if the donkey slipped and died, then you're pater from paying for it, even though you didn't do exactly what you were supposed to do with it. But that's not the renter's fault, because if you took it in a mountain, it for sure would have slipped. It slipped even in a bika. But if the animal had heat stroke, so then you are chayiv to pay, because had you kept to where you were supposed to keep this animal, it would not have overheated. In a mountain, it's much cooler. In a bika, it's much hotter. If you were supposed to keep it in the bika, and you brought it into the mountain, so if it slipped and falls, it trips and falls, then you're going to be chayiv, because the mountains are obviously much trippier, much more rugged terrain. Vimhuchma pater. But if it died because of overheating, then you're going to be pater, because you were supposed to bring it to a place that was even hotter. You were supposed to reuse this animal in Death Valley, and instead you used it on a nice, cool mountaintop, and it overheated there. So imachmas hamay lechayiv. But if it's the thinness of the air that caused it it to die, then you're going to be chayiv, because you were not supposed to bring it to a place that had such thin air. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that if you hire a worker and you back out, and they back out, so they have the lower hand. If the Baal HaBayis backs out, he has the lower hand. And the rule is, anyone who's Mishana has the lower hand, meaning if you do a job differently than you were supposed to, so you get the lesser of the two possible amounts when we assess how much you get, and anyone who backs out of an agreement has the lower hand. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if you rent a donkey to go in the mountain and you bring it in a bikkur, or vice versa, even if it's the same distance and it dies, you're going to be chayiv. If you rent a donkey and it turns blind, or it was seized by the king, you could say, look, take your donkey, it's not my problem. But if it dies or breaks a leg, you have to replace it with another donkey. Now, when it comes to the har and the bikkur, we have to look at why it died, and whether it would have been more likely to die had you used it properly. If it would have been even more likely to die had you used it properly, you're going to be potter. But less likely to die if you use it properly, then you're going to be chayiv. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet.